Coachella, Jelly Roll, a new crowdwork special, a new stand-up special, Detroit, Magic Castle, and an eclipse that nobody cares about. All coming your way on a brand new About Last Night. Let's get into it.
Hey, it's Herbert. And you're listening to the About Last Night podcast, you slippery little son of a bitch.
Hey guys, welcome back to the show. Adam Ray here. Kombucha drinker Adam Ray. That's right. Picked one up at Whole Foods. That's right. That's right. I get hummus from Whole Foods. What of it? What a weekend. Let's just get right into where I'm at and what's happening. Okay. I've got a kombucha because I'm trying to recover. As you can hear, the recovery happening in my voice from a wild 2 weeks. I went from shows in Portland. I went from New York to D.C. to Austin to L.A. for 2 days, then Portland to Salem, and then back for then to Austin, then to L.A. for a Phil show, then back to L.A. for a day, and then Detroit that night for 4 days, and just got back. And I'm feeling it, man. I'm feeling it. Just, you know, weird little aches and cracks and pains and nothing too crazy. Although my dad is in the hospital. Speaking of fucking not taking care of yourself, my pops is 81, 82, and he's currently in the hospital because he took a spill. We don't know exactly how. He hadn't texted me. I text him every other day, sometimes consecutive days in a row for some time. Checking in and also saying what up, and talking about sports, whatever. Look down at my phone. On Wednesday, I text him Tuesday, no response. I'm like, he's probably asleep. He'll get back to me. Sometimes he just doesn't. Sometimes he just, but he's usually always great. So now it's Friday morning, and I'm like, all right, it's been since Tuesday. You know, either he lost his phone, which happens, and he hasn't gotten to a Walmart to get a new one or something, or he's sleep, whatever. But there's only been a few times it's been a few days, and we haven't kind of done a welfare check or whatever, because he's by himself with his little dog, Sophie, that is... His dog is, I think, 17, and I didn't realize how old dogs can be because I haven't been around a lot of old dogs. And this dog is just, and just bumping into shit and blind, and I think deaf, and like still can kind of get up on a couch. Getting off the couches, you don't want to see that live. But she, you know, she takes a nice little spill, and she's old, but. She's, you know, all he's got as far as like company, and there's a special kinship that you have with a dog, especially when they're on the way out. So we said, if you're gonna be by yourself, you gotta wear these life alert bracelets. So if you fall, which has happened a few times in the last 3 years, and we've kind of let it go and found an excuse to kind of, you know, justify him staying there for a bit longer and not moving him up north to Seattle around my brother and sister and my nieces and nephew and get to really be around that. And so then have welfare check, cops go over, they get a hold of the landlord, they open the door, he's unconscious next to his bed. So then they, which I didn't, you know, I got that in a text from a friend of his. She followed it up with, okay, now the ambulance is taking him, they think it's a UTI and he needs antibiotics, he's conscious though. So send those in the same text for sure. Don't send the first one. He's being taken away in an ambulance. They found him unconscious on the floor. I look down. I ask my sister, hey, I'm going on stage. This is Friday night. Keep me posted on the welfare check. So my phone is ringing when I'm out taking pictures. I'm like, ugh. I don't pick it up because I'm just like, I don't even want to do that right now. And then I just look down at the text a few people later, and it said that text, unconscious, on the way to the ambulance. So I just spiral. I'm just like, cool, dad's dead, and... numb as fuck, don't know how to process this. Taking pictures, people are being so sweet. I drove 5 hours from London, Ontario, and I came from Toronto or New York, and I flew in today, and I'm flying back tomorrow. And man, so many great people coming out to the shows and really wanting to be there, and I love you for that. And that was just so tough to like be on the receiving end of while I'm just like being like, not only is he dead, he fell and was just there for 3 days probably. So that's so sad to wrap your head around. I mean, it got me really, yeah, it was just a lot to take in, man. And so he's in the hospital and they're trying to get his, he's still super fucking out of it. MRI and CT scan didn't show any, you know, cranial damage and all that. So don't think he's got maybe concussion for sure, but, and he broke his collarbone and then some kidney issues a little bit. And then, you know, the dehydration of being down for, I think, 3 days, you know, human body, I was looking up, can go 3 days without water, which I think is wild. I don't, but it's like, you know, for case by case, right? It's if you're 82 versus 22, like you probably can do more as far as keeping yourself thirst quenched. So yeah, so they got to get sodium levels back, but you can't rush that because then you might get some brain issues going on. But pretty wild, man. First taste in a hot minute since he had a major surgery about 6-7 years ago. So it's been a minute since there's been a parent issue, you know, but a real family like, oh, we lost one. And that is fucking not fun. And man, I mean, I know it's part of life. Everybody goes through it. And like, I have so many friends that I feel like every day on Facebook or Instagram, someone's posting about a parent or relative like passing. We're just in that. I'm around a lot of people that are in that stage where that's a possibility. So, man, it sobers you up. I'll tell you that much. But hey, he's fighting. He's clicking and ticking. And I'm going to stay positive and optimistic that he is going to get himself into, he's going to get back to being clear-headed, get some clarity, and be rocking and rolling, and take this as a lesson learned. Can't be by yourself anymore, you know? Doesn't remember the week, apparently, but I'll talk to him later. Detroit, Comedy Castle, Royal Oak, sold out 5 shows. That room seats 380. I've only been there once in 2013 when I first started headlining, when the Heat came out, and I was getting all these headline opportunities. Remember being awesome. Remember us papering a lot of the room. I'm a nobody, whatever. I'm cheap. You get me in. I'm fun. We party. The show's great. And maybe there's a lot of people there that have just were gotten free tickets or some saw me from something. Anyway, this time around, sold all the tickets. Everyone wanted to be there. Kill Tony, Dr. Phil, my stand-up, TikTok, this podcast, thank you so much. Corolla, Tyso, you know, Impractical Jokers, shows with Rife, dipping my foot in all these pools, and you get, also, true comedy fans, which I feel like are coming out, watch a lot of shit, and that is very cool. People driving from all over. I sold a lot of Phil hoodies and shirts, which you can get. All the Adam Ray Dr. Phil live merch at, we'll put up a thing right here, show you some of the images. Just dropped, by the way, a new black hoodie and t-shirt with just a silhouette of me as Phil on it. Those are fire. All those at AdamRayComedy.com. Check them out right here. But yeah, going to really try to be more active with bringing all those to the shows. Anyway, staff, Bill, Mark Ridley, obviously, Dave, Naomi, Nancy, great staff at Comedy Castle in Royal Oak, Michigan. Went to some bars after, went to a Tigers game, opening day of the Tigers. Cool to go to opening day at a different stadium. You get to see like what the fans are like there. And they are drunk, man. And they are working class fucking. We're taking the day off. It's Friday at 1:10. We've been here since 8. We're going to stay here till 9 p.m. And we are fucking going for it. Detroit, Michigan style. And wow, they're fun. Excuse me. And they're aggressive. And I saw 3 different guys yelling at 2 different cops. No security. We all just came in. Everyone's on the honor system. People are screaming, drunk. It's cold, but it's packed, so everyone's just drinking more to stay warm. I ran into Sam Richardson from Veep and the Detroiters, and I think you should leave, and so many things. Sam is just a rising superstar, and he and Tim Robinson were doing a show, but they were also doing the seventh inning stretch. They were singing the 1-2-3 before the seventh inning stretch before Take Me Out to the Ball Game. They have celebrities come in to do little, you know, bits like that for the game. So a lot of comedy going on in Michigan last weekend, by the way. Ari Shaffir was there. Obviously, Tim Robinson, Sam Richardson. The Bad Friends, Santino and Bobby Lee, were in Windsor, like 20 minutes north. Shane Gillis was in Saginaw on Saturday, an hour north. Man, who else? You know, I was there. I mean, fuck. It's a lot. It's a lot in a two-day block. Pretty cool. But great comedy city, great people, great fans. Talked about doing a Phil live show there, and people went bananas, so got to figure that out sooner than later. Denver, coming to Denver Comedy Works downtown, April 18th through the 20th. I believe 3 out of the 5 shows are sold out, and the 2 are on their way that still have tickets left. So please, AdamRayComedy.com, Denver Comedy Works downtown, April 18th through the 20th. And then we're doing Dr. Phil Live May 6th at the Comedy Store for the Netflix Is a Joke Fest. Announced a special guest, Dr. Pimple Popper, Johnny Resnick, will be joining Mark Normand and Burke Kreischer on May 6th at the Comedy Store. That episode is going to be bananas. Much like the one that drops this Friday, April 12th. You know what it is. Jelly Roll, who just is fresh off 3 CMT Award wins on Sunday night in Austin, Texas. Congrats, Jelly Roll. Holy hell, dude. Guy is on a fucking run. And his episode of the Dr. Phil Live Show with Steph Tolev, Pete Holmes, Sean Stockman from Boys to Men, surprise guests by Avery Pearson and Jeremiah Watkins. That drops Friday, April 12th on my YouTube channel. Subscribe to it right here, baby. Click on that sucker. Subscribe to the YouTube channel and get the new Dr. Phil Live Friday, April 12th. That was a lot of fun. Jelly Roll was so fun, man. And so down, and we worked it out, and his people were in touch with Ryan at the Comedy Store, and we got him in, and the interview was great, man. It's a real, we just talked a little more shop and life than most other guests, which was cool. And then also joked a lot, and then you'll see there's a cool surprise performance that is kind of attached to what Jeremiah was doing on this show. You know, he plays a different character every show, so he plays Jelly Roll's ex-cellmate from prison, and I'll just leave it at that. It's very fucking funny. Sean Stockman from Boys to Men, by the way, shout out. That's my guy, man. He is a legend. If you want to talk about the voices from the 90s that still sound like they're from that era, you're talking Boys to Men. They're locked and loaded. They're vocally on point, taking care of their pipes, touring all the time, and sounding like they still did in your head from 20, 30 years ago. That's fucking nuts, dude. And he Boys to Men it up. And man, we improvised a song off of my security guard, played by Nate Welch, for this episode. And it was just so funny. So enjoy the hell out of that. Enjoy the whole show. Avery ripped it on the keys, Avery Pearson. And just another fun one. So trying to figure out if we do take it on the road, how do you replicate what's happening at the store? That's what's tough. That's what I have to figure out, is how do you do a good show and start to kind of, you know, have some fun with that outside of the store. But how do you do that and keep all the special magic that can happen at the Comedy Store because it's the Comedy Store? And, you know, taking it elsewhere, yeah, you'll lose the staff being all into it. Everyone coming to watch, like, the run-through and tech rehearsal. You miss having my guy Steven, who runs the show tech-wise at the Comedy Store. All the staff, the people getting people in, I know everybody. I just got all hands on deck to help out, and everyone's on board to make it a great night. So you lose that, you know? But such is life. We'll figure it out. Not the biggest problems in the world. There are bigger problems, like what I'm going to wear to Coachella this weekend. I'm going to Coachella with my friend Scott, my friend Melissa, my wife Amanda, and a couple of Scott's homies. They're obsessed with No Doubt. Walking in these spider webs, don't speak, this shit's bananas, I ain't no holler back girl, and Sunday Bloody Sunday, that's you too. But I think she has a Sunday morning, that's it. No Doubt, obviously, No Doubt is going to be a great show. But Coachella in general, I don't think I'm too old for it. I'm 41. You know, I think when I'm 50, I'm probably not going to go to music festivals on a whim. But I am for this because I've heard Coachella is an experience. It's like the Playboy Mansion or Disneyland or Compton, right? You got to drive by it once. And Coachella feels like that. And I've been in LA since 2001. That's 23 years of not attending Coachella. So I'm going to go to Coachella. I always loved when Jimmy Kimmel, I think, did these fake bits where they interviewed people about the bands they were excited to see. Like, you excited to see Tampon Muffin? Like, oh, dude, I've heard they're fucking the shit. There's so many of these bands that are going to be on these lineups that I've never heard of. And that's no personal jab at these bands. It's just that I am not privy to, you know, all the new artists. I mean, I hear people daily where I'm like, who's that? Or then I'll hear them and go, oh, I know who that is, but I don't know the name of the person. Does that make sense? Like, I know the song, but I don't know who sings it. I'm just not, you know, I'm decent at memorizing, you know, lines and stuff for the, you know, even the monologue for the Dr. Phil show, I'll memorize, you know, an hour or two before. So yeah, but I just can't place artists and names. I wish I could. That's a skill, you know. That's a skill. Like Rick Glassman has the skill of being able to acronym anything. Like what I just said, having the ability to acronym anything. He would go HGBC, BCBC, you know, and just say some gibberish, Magic the Gathering code word. Rick Glassman, the first time I met him, was way into Magic the Gathering. And I said, so is my 8-year-old half-brother. And he took that offensively. And then we laughed. And then I said, I'm actually curious about adults who like Magic the Gathering because I only know a child who likes it. And he was like, duh, well, it's more than swords and capes. It's legends and rubies and diamonds and, you know, caves and creatures and, sorry, I don't have my inhaler. And, crystal geysers. But games like that I really am curious about because, man, I've been around in high school. My buddies and I went over to another friend of ours that we were doing the school theater with, the plays. And we went over there and we smoked and we watched him and his buddies have a Magic the Gathering, like, fucking game live. So everything I just said, I believe is a part of it still. The jokey, nerdy, that guy. And there was some of that going on. But what is really cool to watch is the commitment level. And everyone knows everything. And there's like, everyone's casual. It's a weird version of like blackjack or competitive Uno, right? Or fucking, you know, naked twist. Like there's a game where there's high stakes and people are dialed in. And jokey, yeah, but don't take my Balbazar with your Pikachu. That's Pokemon. See, I don't even know who the fucking characters are. But Magic the Gathering has some spells and some lizards and some wizards. Oh my. And then Pokemon, I think it's just characters and catch them all. Remember Pokemon Go? Do you remember when people died from trying to catch them all? Wow. That is a funeral you can't not go to and laugh. Jill was so sweet. She had just gotten her second Pikachu, which was our nickname for her. And she ran off the I-405 bridge looking for, hey, Balbazar. And we remember and honor her fight just like the Pokemon do. They don't stop. And she didn't stop. Well, she did. She stopped when she fell off the bridge. But she was going to catch them all, goddammit. She was going to do it. And you know, I think she's up there catching them all right now. I mean, yeah. That way, you know, a lot of ways to go, but chasing down Pokemon, chasing down things that aren't real. That's some good bucha, by the way. Now, I don't want to be that douche that shortens kombucha to kamboosh. I don't want to be the douche boosh. All right. Kombucha, root beer floats, tequila. If you could have one beverage for the rest of your life, what would it be? Discuss. Put up 10 seconds on the clock. I'm probably going to say root beer floats. Love me some tequila. You know, in doses. I take one cocktail up on stage with me during the shows. I have some sips. Usually grab a second one to bring up there. Don't finish that first. And at the end of the first show, I will take a nice little swig before I go out to chat with people. Because at that point, mellowing out a bit. A lot of weed has been given to me in the last 4 days. Holy sweet Jesus Christ. Man, appreciate it. Don't smoke it all. Can't get to it all. Somebody gave me joints out of the bathroom that it looked like he rolled in the bathroom in his pants with goggles on. So didn't smoke those. I was given, I think her name's Ashley. I think I'm right. And she gave me a Willy Wonka type box. And I opened it up and I was like, come with me and you'll be in a world of CBD and THC. Take a look and you'll find Sun Chips and Salsa. If you want a nuke, Cheetos in the microwave and Fritos. Butterfinger salad, Cheez-Its. Queso on the dip and popcorn cornets. There is no fridge I know that doesn't have meat and cheeses. We got toast in the air, frosted flakes. If you like crustables and apple shares, dip some chocolate nougaty pears. Then there's got to be the beverage. Chocolate milk or juice is what we've got, bitch. So anyway, got some kombucha. And it tastes pretty good. It's watermelon flavored, but I'll be honest. I can't taste it. Coachella. Nervous, a lot of people on drugs. Excited, a lot of cool bands to see. Tired and need a little bit of a break. Wow. My sister just said, she's with my dad right now. He said he just remembers passing out. He doesn't remember anything else. Man, that's wild. So he's down on the ground for 3 days. He didn't remember. Oh, man. I'm just so fucking glad he's alive. Yeah, man. Didn't know if I was going to talk about that or share that. Appreciate you guys letting me do that. Man. Whew. All right. The eclipse. Did we watch it? Did we watch the eclipse? Do we care about the eclipse? Do we need the eclipse? I saw pictures from Joe Rogan, from Tom Segura, from other people wearing sunglasses and looking up at the eclipse. And I wondered to myself, Maybe I didn't get the eclipse memo. Maybe I didn't look up enough what it means. Does it mean the aliens are coming back? Finally? Does it mean we're getting a fourth Austin Powers? Does it mean people will finally start respecting women's basketball? Which, by the way, get on board, dude. I don't know if I've talked about this before. It's a weird stance to be against women's sports. We'll put a pin in that. The eclipse looked awesome. I guess visually, anytime you see something that's new from Mother Nature, hey man, a new season of Mother Nature. That's basically what I call something like that. You know, she's dropping specials 2-3 times a year, whether it's in the form of a tornado or hurricane. We get hurricanes probably twice a year. And that is something I'm glad I don't live in a place where that happens. It's like I talked about it in my act where Florida gets these hurricane warnings and they're like, I don't care if it's a 900 mile an hour wind. I'm going up to my roof that I built when I was 12 with my two hands, drink my Mike's hard lemonade. I don't care if Mike's gay. He tastes like lemonade. It could be hard or soft. I don't care. It tastes good. And I ain't leaving. I double dog dare you to suck me out of my house, this pervert. This pervert hurricane. I bet you'd love to suck me out of my house. And then they just don't leave. If I got a hurricane warning in Los Angeles, oh, that'd be a wrap, dude. But I guess New York just got that big earthquake and everyone stayed put. So I think we're just... We're pretty gangster as far as being, like, defiant of Mother Nature's warnings. She's like, let me shake the whole fucking world. And you're like, that all you got? Because I got some kombucha. She'll just spin. She'll just go like this with her finger and just spin around a bunch of wind in the middle of the country. And people's houses will just fall apart. And they'll still just build them and live there again. Isn't that wild? If your fucking house blows away, don't you move to a different place where that doesn't happen? It's like getting a hair in your burger and being like, they were having a bad day. Yeah, or that place serves hair burgers and you go to another spot. Go to the one across the street or go to a different restaurant. That being said, congrats. If you saw the eclipse, congrats if your post got all the likes and retweets you were looking for. I think an eclipse is definitely like when people were putting up that black square during the Black Lives Matter time in our history books. People jump on. You know, I was like, fuck, do I do a... It's like Game of Thrones. I haven't seen Game of Thrones yet. I haven't seen the eclipse. Which one do you lead with at a party to not get your ass kicked? Because both of them are going to send you into a, hey, I think we're actually full, man. Oh, cool. Oh, because my friend Scott's back there still. Yeah, no, Scott's actually, he saw the eclipse with us last night, so. Oh, nice. So, okay, cool. Well, I was going to check out, I saw pictures of it. I didn't get to see the live one. Yeah, no, we're aware of that. We're kind of keeping this indoors for just the people that saw the eclipse, my man. But, you know, I know there's still some bars open down the street. Oh, yeah. No, dude, this area is big. There's a lot of friggin' bars. So chill. All good. Chill. All good. You guys enjoy the night. And we will, man. Thanks. Yeah. And I'm just going to tell. Do you mind telling Scott? Actually, can I just go tell? No. We're good on you, man. All right. Don't touch me. Just tell Scott that I'll be down the street at Barney's, or I'll probably just be back home. We will do that, man. Okay, bye-bye. You know what I'm saying? You get a little bit of that. Everyone's been that guy. Everyone's been on the, you can't come in, on the side of that. You know, on the receiving end of you can't come in. Everyone's felt that. It's part of being a human being. Whether, you know, the elevator closed before you could get into it, that might be one of the worst, especially when someone's inside and they're like, they just stare right at you. But then, you know, you didn't want to be on that elevator with them anyway. That's a fucking scary tactic, just to stare at someone as they bolt towards an elevator. Very Indiana Jones to just watch somebody do that. You're a villain if you just watch somebody do it and not make it. You know, you're like, ah, yes, I'll get the treasure now. Hey guys, Adam Ray here. Hope you're enjoying the episode. Today's episode is brought to you by BetterHelp. Look, is your social battery drained right now? How you feeling? You feel charged? You feel like you might need to hit the reset button and maybe pull out and plug in? That's what she said. Well, this is the time to do it, okay? Can be easy to succumb to the feeling of less social, okay? Maybe you're ignoring your fact that you're spreading yourself thin. I know I do all the time. I'm pushing it at both ends, burning both candles, and try to figure out what's the right amount of socializing, right? Should I go out? Should I stay in? I don't want to be a loser, but I don't want to do stuff I don't want to do. How do you hit the recharge button? How do you give yourself the feeling of self-awareness and building a social life that doesn't drain your battery? Well, therapy can do that, and BetterHelp is the place to get it from, okay? They're helping people out left and right, okay? If you've had therapy before, you know what I'm talking about. The experience and the feeling of connecting with somebody and getting a different opinion, a different approach to what you're going through is huge. You know, it's you're learning how to, you know, have positive coping skills and how to set boundaries. You know, it gives you the tools to basically create the best version of yourself so that when you go outdoors, people are like, hey, look at that guy, instead of, ah! And if you've experienced major trauma, BetterHelp is a good place to start as far as trying to work through that. You know, I know it has been for me. If you're thinking of starting therapy, hey man, give BetterHelp a try. It's all online. It's designed to be convenient, flexible, and suited to your schedule. Okay, not their schedule, your schedule. And all you gotta do is fill out a brief questionnaire, get matched with a licensed therapist, and then if you don't like that therapist, you can switch at any time for no additional charge, which is very cool. So look, if you want to find your social sweet spot and figure out who you are so you can go out there and be around them, visit betterhelp.com/aboutlastnight and get 10% off your first month, okay? That's BetterHelp, H-E-L-P, you can spell, .com/aboutlastnight to get 10% off your first month. Start living and feeling better. Help. BetterHelp. But yeah, I'd say probably... What, parties is another version of that. I guess if you're going into like an STD clinic and they're like, yeah, man, we can't help you. What you got, no cream or ointment can tackle. I remember going to Bloomington, Illinois for shows, maybe my second year headlining, 2014. And I go to this little college bar in this town and this guy goes, 1 in 3 people in Bloomington have an STD. And then he proceeds to point around the room and goes, watch, herpes. HPV. And this girl appeared. She was like, what? And he was like, you know, Christine. She's like, fuck you, Trevor. And then I almost got a tattoo of my niece's names on my back. My buddy Mark told me not to do it. And then I met a couple of a teacher couple in Bloomington, Illinois. And the man and woman proposition me to have sex with her in front of him. And it was tempting, but they also felt like they were going to kill me. Does that make sense? So I think that was the time to do it. And I'm not going to say I wasn't considering it. It felt like a fun idea. I think I was just buzzed enough. But then it got a little too comfy. If that offer gets put on the table, you just got to go do it right then and there. Because then you can tell that it's like real. Too much sitting around after, too much drinking, and almost like getting to know each other. It was weird. And then the guy just started to get real weird. And I was like, oh, I'm going to end up in a trunk, or my liver is going to end up in a sandwich that he eats. Because he's a psycho who eats people liver sandwiches. So that was a scrap on the, is that cucking? Is that what that is? What is that? Is that, I think that's where the guy watches the, or maybe she wanted to watch him do something to me. Fuck, I don't know. I didn't even get the particulars on what, how we were lining people up. But, you know, that's the road, baby. That's the stand-up comedy road. It's not as crazy as you think. It can be. There's some people at the crowds, at the shows this weekend, man, that were wild. A lot of good crowd work clips to come up from this weekend, man. Really great when the audience just pops, and then you know, we got a couple cams to cover some stuff. There'll be an announcement coming soon, but I might as well say it now because we're a couple weeks away. April 19th. I'm dropping a 45-minute crowd work special taken from the shows that I taped my special that's going to be called Like and Subscribe, that's coming out, I believe, middle of May. And we were able to – I had so much crowd work that is not in the special. And I was like, we can't just waste this. We shot it with six cams. So my buddy Jason Katz cut it together, and we're about to get the final cut tomorrow, get some music in there, get – some cool graphics for the intro, and you'll be seeing this shit April 19th on my YouTube. So fucking get ready. Get ready to check it out. I can't wait. I'm really proud of it. It looks great. It sounds great. And it's going to be a blast to watch. And then the real special will be out shortly after that. I'll be back on Kill Tony on April. No. When am I going to Kill Tony? Not April. June? Fuck. Coming up. Maybe in the summertime. Going back down there, can't say when or where or what I'm doing, but it's going to be awesome. Of course, got two Dr. Phil live shows at the Comedy Mothership April 21st. That's following April 18th through the 20th at Downtown Comedy Works in Denver, Colorado. My Mariners are going to be out there too. If you're out there and you're a Seattle person, hit me up. I'm going to go to the game. We'll say what up, grab a beer, come to the shows. I think a few tickets left for Comedy Works downtown, April 18th through the 20th. All the tour dates at AdamRayComedy.com. We got Pittsburgh, we got Boston, we got Jersey, we added Columbus, Utah, Vegas, San Jose, Atlanta, Madison, looking at some Seattle-Portland dates. Man, a lot coming up. Appreciate you guys. AdamRayComedy.com for the dates, for the Dr. Phil merch. Adam Ray Comedy on Instagram, TikTok, and Twitter. And, of course, subscribe to the podcast About Last Night on all those platforms. You guys are the shit. Appreciate you coming out. Caitlin Clark, you're a gangster. Thank you for lifting the sport of women's college hoops and women basketball in general. It fucking rules. They're gangsters. If you don't like women's sports, cool. But to everything is, dude, there's something for everybody. You don't have to like everything, but to actively be like, make fun of it and put it down is so, hey man, it's a small way to look at things in a big world. And you know what? There's enough shit for everybody to absorb to be happy about, and to get upset that that's something that is happening, or to make fun of it. You know, jokes are jokes. Everything deserves, and I think warrants being poked fun at, right? You got to hit them and hug them. That's what I always say, especially on the crowd work front. So in life, too. So I don't care if you want to make jokes about women's sports, basketball, whatever. But Bill Burr's got a great bit about it, about women, you know, after the games were lightly attended in the last few years. And so, you know, women would rather watch desperate or Real Housewives and women fighting over than working together towards a common goal. Funny joke. That doesn't mean he hates the sport or he's putting it down. Like, you know, I know he's a human and a sports fan and a kind, empathetic, decent person that celebrates greatness. Like, what a cool thing. What a cool thing when a sport gets an immediate bump like that from one person. Pretty fucking rad. There's talk of that the Portland Trailblazers might draft her, which would be bananas. I don't think a great idea, because I think she, like, she'll help women's basketball even more by playing in the WNBA. But yeah, would it be cool to have her play in a few NBA games? Fuck yeah. How dope would that be? There was a girl I remember that played on men's soccer teams when I was in like eighth and ninth grade. And she was like, got national news attention, but she was from Washington State. I want to say Eve Russell was her name. And I remember being a big deal. It was the first girl to play on a guy's team. So everybody was like, holy shit. And so, hey man, have you seen the movie Ladybugs? Jonathan Brandis dressed up like a girl, played on the girls' team. Fucking Rodney Dangerfield got to bang, you know, the girl, the wife of the daughter that was on the team. Is that what happened? Is that what happened? Ladybug, fuck. I think that's the premise. Anyway, enjoy your week. Enjoy your weekend. New Dr. Phil Live drops Friday, April 12th, and I'll see you out there. Enjoy it. Be good to yourself. Tell somebody they look cool. No, tell somebody they look good. Wait, what would I tell you to do? Don't hug a stranger. What's a fucking non-creepy way to say, like, smile at a stranger? No. What did Ellen close her show with? Be good to yourself. Come back and look me in the eyes. No, what did she say? She goes, be kind to everybody. So that's not bad. How about this? If you don't have anything nice to say, don't say anything at all. No, that sucks. If you're gonna tweet that, say it to my face. No, that's not good. Ba-da-ba-ba-ba. Good night.